Mighty King, there's only one thing that we really want when we come to prayer, and that is your will to be done. We desire you. We want to learn how to love you more, to serve you better. But it is your will that we want to be done, because it is perfect and it is good. And it's altogether lovely, because that's what you are. Thank you for listening to our prayers, Lord, for allowing us to come into your throne room. And Father, I'm lifting up these four women, Bev, Bree, Billy Joe, and Leslie. And Leslie's mom, actually, along with that. Father, you know each need. Bev, seeking, and it's all about wisdom. It's all about wisdom with these women. Bev is seeking wisdom on whether to have open heart surgery or not. I've been told that her she has clogged veins, but Lord, you know what's needed, when it's needed, and how it's needed. So we lay this at your feet and pray for the wisdom that comes from heaven, for that decision-making holiness that it comes only from you, because you know what's around the corner. You know the end from the beginning. We seek you. And likewise, Bree, Father, has a lung issue. She was to have an appointment because there may be a surgery for a replant, possibly. Father, for Billy Joe, she's thinking she possibly may have cancer because of several lumps she has on her body since giving childbirth 2 years ago. And Leslie, Father, you know that she loves you, but she's seeking your face, Lord, for your miraculous hand in what looks like impossible situations, but for your heavenly wisdom to engulf her with fruitful resources, a clear, stable path for work and life concerns, for mercies on her children, and yes, for her mother who has these recurring kidney stone issues, Lord. Every one of these women need you, Lord, need your wisdom. And I'm praying over them Psalm 32:8. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. And I have to tell you, beloved, that when the Lord has spoken to me, I kept hearing that word sparrow, 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 because you know a sparrow doesn't fall to the ground without the will of God. And I couldn't help but think, I just started singing here that song, and I had to look up all the lyrics because I don't know them, but I wanted to share this with you. I really want to pray as an encouragement from his eye is on the sparrow, some of the lyrics. When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. And I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear. In resting on his goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path he leads, but one step I may see. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Oh, Lord, we know you watch over us. We know you're walking with us. As we are attempting to walk with you in the best way we know how, Lord, may your Holy Spirit just cover these women with knowledge and understanding and wisdom, with revelation. And may they know Psalm 119, verse 105, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. We want to know where to walk and how to be. It is your word, your word, your word that is the light on the lamp that we need to light up the way in this darkness down here. It's your word that's our guardrails. It's your word that has our back. It's your word beneath our feet and on our sides and over us and in front of us. keep these women, Bev, Bree, Billy Joe, and Leslie, looking forward, looking at your word, focus on your word, loving your word. And Lord, through that faithfulness, Lord, may they hear the sweetness of your voice telling them where to walk and what to do and what decisions to make in all of this. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your glory and your mercy and your name. It's in the name above all names, Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah, that we pray these things. And thank you, Father. Amen.